Much like Bryn, who did not have her readers, I initially was excited looking at the speakers and thought that I saw Jordan Spieth's swing coach, Cameron McCormick, was going to speak, except I was wondering what was Cameron McCormick going to do speaking in a special needs trust conference. Then I saw it was Cameron McCullough. So good thing I got my readers on. But Cameron, longtime fiduciary litigator, guardianship, trust, probate attorney in Houston, partner with the firm Keen Miller. I'm sure he is very well known to many of you down in that neck of the state. The other person on this panel absolutely needs no introduction. We good? Okay. Oh, she's not. So it's one. Okay. Well, good gosh, Nancy, you just threw me a curveball. I had a great thing lined up, but no. So, you know, okay, we'll go with it. Yeah, so I've got to share real quickly. So I truly was at the first conference as a private practitioner, and I've probably been to every one of these, either as a private practitioner or a trust administrator, except for maybe two or three. And I first met Nancy Sosa at that first conference, as I, you know, a young learning, I moved from personal injury practice, starting to do this kind of work, asking her questions. But here's the thing that drives me crazy. Over all the years, she's not aged a bit. I mean, it's incredible. I want to know what Faustian bargain you made, because I look at myself and there used to be hair here at the beginning of this conference, so 19 years ago. Anyway, you know, your expertise and your wisdom in this area is always very much appreciated by all of us. Yeah, I know. I think I'm going to dinner, so you can give me one there. So anyway, without further ado, I'll bring Cameron on up here.
I wish I was Jordan Spieth's swing coach. I'd probably have a lot more money. Pretty good person to be mistaken for, I guess. Okay, I'm gonna put Nancy on the spot some while I'm up here because I want to bank on her expertise. When I got here, I saw the guys at the Frost table when I came in. It's the first table I saw, and they all said, "Why are you here?" And it was about that cold, and I was like, "Yeah, why am I at a special needs conference?" Because my knowledge of special needs is actually not that dramatic, but I think what I really want to talk to you about today is individual trustees. And what I'm going to say, there's going to be some special needs applicability for sure. But really, this topic applies to any kind of an individual trustee. And what we're talking about today is how to protect individual trustees who protect beneficiaries. And we're in a really litigious society now, I think, as everybody here knows. And I see a lot of individual trustees get sued. And my practice is more on the defense side. And I represent some corporate trustees and some individual trustees. And kind of the prevailing theme that I want you to take away from this, if you're thinking about serving as a trustee and you're an individual, or you're counseling someone, you're setting up a trust, a special needs trust, and you're trying to pick a trustee, or you are advising someone who has been nominated to be a trustee, think hard about it, kind of go through the pros and the cons. You see a lot of trustees who are individuals who get in trouble, not because they do anything fraudulent or anything else. A lot of times it's just not knowing what to do and not having policies and procedures in place. And the great thing about corporate trustees, and this is where I'm picking on Nancy, Nancy and Cadence have a policies and procedures manual. They have rules or policies about how they deal with certain situations, how they handle distributions, for example, what they do with investments. They're up on special need distribution requirements, all those things. Individuals aren't. Nancy's been doing this for a long time, as was said in her introduction. She doesn't look like it. She looks like she just got out of college. But Nancy has a lot of knowledge. And someone who just gets nominated for this role who's an individual doesn't have that knowledge. So going to talk about some of those things that individual trustees need to watch out for, And we've got an hour, so you have to listen to me for an hour. I'm not the last speaker before you get to go to the bar.